Hey everyone, welcome back to Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got a really interesting topic lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into the world of AI art and discussing some critical mistakes people make when using Midjourney, V7, and Flux. That's right. This debate has been heating up lately and it's causing a lot of frustration for artists. I was talking to a creative storyteller named Riley Santos, and he shared a story that really stuck with me. Oh, what happened? He spent 3 hours trying to get a simple text overlay on a YouTube thumbnail using Midjourney V7. And guess what? Every single time the text looked like alien hieroglyphics. Oh man, that sounds incredibly frustrating, right? And Riley's not alone. A lot of users experience similar issues. You've got powerful engines like Midjourney V7, and Flux. But if you don't know how to tune them, it can feel like you're just spinning your wheels. So, what are the main mistakes we're talking about here? Let's dive into the 5 biggest mistakes that are really killing your art. First up, it's crucial to understand what each platform is actually doing. Wait, so what's the difference between Midjourney, V7, and Flux? Good question. Midjourney, V7, is known for its artistic flair and painterly vibe. It's like the muscle car of AI art, powerful, but a bit wild. On the other hand, Flux takes a more technical approach, almost like a precision electric vehicle. They both get you where you need to go, but the ride feels different.
Jordan.
Interesting comparison. Midjourney. V7 does a lot of model rewriting behind the scenes. You give it a prompt, and it kind of reinterprets it. This is great for creativity, but can lead to a lack of control. In contrast, Flux listens to your prompts almost literally, which can really change the game. So if I'm just copying prompts from one to the other without adjusting, I'm setting myself up for failure? Absolutely, it's like putting diesel in a gas engine. It just won't run right. Got it. So what's the next mistake to watch out for? The second big mistake is text rendering issues. I mean, how many times have you seen an image where the text is just completely gibberish? Oh yeah, that drives me crazy, right? When you ask Midjourney for a sign that says open, you might just get opni, or worse. Data shows that about 72% of images generated by beginners in V7 contain garbled text. That's a massive failure rate if you need legible words for professional assets. Wow, that's a lot. How does Flux handle text? Flux really excels here, hitting around 91% readability success. It uses specialized layers for text that sit on top of your art, ensuring it's readable without fighting the AI's randomness. Jordan, that's a solid tip. What's the third mistake? Alex, the third one is poor prompt engineering. Midjourney. V7 tends to rewrite prompts in unpredictable ways. For example, if you type cool car, it might generate something like cinematic lighting, hyper-realistic, 8K, sports car on a rainy street. So it's almost like the AI tries to help but ends up missing the mark. Exactly. When users try to get specific, they often encounter a 40-50% prompt mismatch rate. It becomes a frustrating back and forth. Yikes. Any advice on how to avoid this? Yes. When moving from V7 to Flux, strip out those fluff words. Just keep it literal. For example, instead of saying a masterpiece of a red 1969 Ford Mustang, you should say a red 1969 Ford. Mustang, side view, sunset lighting. That's a super practical tip. What about aspect ratios? I feel like I always mess that up. Oh, you're not alone. Aspect ratio errors are surprisingly common. Generating an image in the wrong aspect ratio can result in muddy outputs. According to some data, 67% of Midjourney V7 users report this issue. So if it starts out bad, you can't just crop it later. Exactly. If you stretch or crop it, you lose definition. It's best to get the aspect ratio right from the start. Flux has auto-scaling features that help reduce these errors, but you still need to be careful. Noted. So what's mistake number 4? Alex, that would be neglecting the upscaling process. Many intermediate users experience detail loss when they try to remix or upscale in V7. The texture can get all waxy, which is just so frustrating after you've put in all that work. Definitely. What's the solution for that? For 2026, you should be using the Regularized Autoencoder, or RA, from Flux. It significantly reduces artifacts and delivers much better quality. Wow, it sounds like a game changer. It really is. Now the big question is, which platform is better for pros? That's what everyone wants to know. If you're a hobbyist, Midjourney V7 can be a lot of fun, but for professionals, especially with all the weekly changes, it can be a nightmare. Flux offers that stability, which is crucial when deadlines loom. That makes a lot of sense. Any examples of success with Flux? Absolutely. I follow a creator named Albert Cantors. He switched from V7 to Flux, and within 3 months, he tripled his revenue from $4,500 to $14,700. Wow, that's incredible. It really speaks to how much faster you can iterate with Flux. If you're building a professional portfolio, Flux is the way to go. So to wrap it up, what should listeners take away from today's conversation? Alex, fix those aspect ratios. Be mindful of text rendering, and don't trust the AI's rewrite too much. Use a solid upscaler, and you'll be well on your way to creating amazing art. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.